Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're about to get to an afternoon rim session. Do have some Rangers news here with Evaldi going on the 15-day shelf. Jack Leiter is a certainty for next week at this point. Jared Sandler, our Rangers insider, will join us coming up at about 5:30, 5:40 or so, with the pregame coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Noted on X about 15 minutes ago, the Rangers IL might be the best rotation in baseball. DeGrom, Evaldi, Scherzer, Mally, Bradford.
It is, absolutely.
That's some good arms, man.
Oh, it's going to be so glorious once we get everybody back here. It's time now, though, for an afternoon rimmer. Here's the chief.
Yes, sir. Let's go. Cut the lights out and put the kids to bed on a Friday afternoon. The G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around the rim. It's always a special occasion, Walchuk, when the Dallas Mavericks have an opportunity to clinch.
Hell yes. You know, I actually had some people reach out, Eric, and ask us about our old buddy Julius. How he's doing. You know, he used to always be around the rim.
I love that you call him a buddy now. You've distanced yourself. It's your son.
I guess.
You don't want to claim him.
Well, I mean, I've got an actual daughter now. So Julius is not one that I want around my daughter. That is not somebody that...
not a good influence.
Not at all. Not at all. But actually, he made an appearance at the Rangers game with zero the other night.
I got a video of that. I'm like, okay, so this is what he's doing now? He's taking his crossfade into Globe Life Field, into the press box, and watching championship baseball. It sounds like we taught him well.
I thought he got banned after stealing all those hot dogs a couple of years back.
But you can, I mean, the door opens right in. You know what I mean? Security, when you get to go aerial, you defeat security.
Yeah.
They don't have the guts to get up there.
No, I think as soon as they opened the roof, he never left.
That's true. Just lock himself
in.
He
just went ahead and said, he's probably not going to open again until October.
He's probably at the bowels of the stadium every day waiting for Brandon Hurtado's crew to show up and start smoking some stuff. Just a little pinch. Just a little pinch.
They're looking at their
is that
meat.
Is that a pigeon with a taco in his mouth flying through Globe Life Field? Yeah, damn right it is. It's our son.
We're a hawk-a-dog short. Well, it's Julius's fault.
Never been more proud. Speaking of proud, see what's going on at the AAC tonight for the clinch?
No.
Standing on business. The poster.
Oh.
With P.J. Washington crossing the arms.
I'll get you one.
Give me one.
Fantastic. You want one?
Honestly, snag me one of them T-shirts, too, if you can.
Are there T-shirts there, too?
If there's T-shirts, try and grab four.
Is there T-shirts? I mean, I don't know. This picture is showing me maybe it's a towel, maybe it's a T-shirt. I don't know.
I might get hit with another T-shirt that the parachute didn't open.
Hey, I'm pulling for it. Yeah. Okay?
I would like to see standing on business T-shirts at an upcoming game as well.
Yes.
Combine the two ideas.
Next round against Oklahoma City.
Yes, bro. Merch.
Just try and grab shirts if I can.
No, just take them and go.
Yeah.
This time, do it before the game starts. Bleep these people. Really? They're not on time. Get out of here.
I thought we determined. It's kind of...
Yeah, no, you determined.
We're going to be greedy on this one.
Really?
Yeah. If it's media members, they don't need them. We need them.
Yeah. No, I grab them off the... I would grab them off the person's seat that left them.
Okay. Yeah, just, again, go to the friends media, and family the area.
The media doesn't get
The media doesn't get them. No. Well, then I could potentially feel bad about this. Like, if you steal one of these little kids.
What, you have the media in the press box swinging towels around?
Why the hell are we were out there for the Ranger games getting crazy as hell, running up and down the stand.
Me and Reggie standing up in the press box.
It's like, Nick Angstad.
Reggie, I'll never do that to Reggie because Reggie is the most...
He's a true pro.
He is a true pro. Me, on the other hand, I am banging on the desk like I'm the Green Bay Packers front office people in the press box in that playoff game.
Fist bumping after a Luka bucket.
Yes, I am absolutely doing it all.
It's like first Volchuk.
First time I was on press row, I asked the PR lady if I could get beer up there. She was like, no. I was like, oh, okay.
Dude, you could have really, you could have revolutionized everything for them up there. Kudos to you.
There's some people at work in our industry here that could get you hooked up.
Oh, sure.
Hooked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hooked up with some cocktails. Yeah. Like noon game, drinking during the noon game.
Wow. What else would you do?
Yeah. Got some of those folks.
I've been too scared to do that for the post game.
Oh, for Cowboys?
They've got the beer.
They got beer right there. Yeah, they do. They do have beer right there for you.
Miller Lite right there.
Yep. Could we take a beer down the elevator, you think?
I think you can take a beer anywhere.
You're good buddies with the guy who runs the elevator. I don't think he's going to care.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you're good. You're greenlit there. Yeah.
I was thinking the Miller Lite Club down there when we're down there just grabbing a cocktail. Absolutely. Just immediately.
Yeah.
We could do that. We have people that will offer to buy us. Yeah. And I turned it down out of fear. But I think maybe we should say
final hour of the show.
I bought some military guys and gals a couple of drinks one time just to say thanks
maybe
for all they do.
Let's start getting liquored up for these post games, Brian. Maybe it'll make the season go better.
It'll make the Brian's drunken, angry calls with the Cowboys fans even more fun. Bitching to be bitching will be taken to a whole other level.
You don't like the quarterback then? Well, then just say it. Just say it. Just tell me you don't like the quarterback.
But with that Tito slur that we all know from Broadus all too well. Hey, stat of the day here.
Yeah. You better hope the Stars just keep winning, the Mavs keep winning.
Hell yeah.
Oh, how about a double parade?
Oh.
How would that be? Oh, would that be
back-to-back parade.
Oh, my gosh.
Like they do a combine.
Oh, my gosh.
We wouldn't. There's no way they'd combine.
No,
right?
You're going to have to separate it. Separate you just go back-to-back. Back-to-back days.
Back-to-back days.
Just imagine them just tossing the Larry O'Brien and the Stanley Cup back and forth between floats.
Keep
like,
dirty talking me.
Yeah.
Sounds incredible, dude. Almost as incredible as this stat.
We'll judge that.
Kyrie Irving
has
the
true
best record in the history of the NBA in closeout games.
Here we go.
He's 12-0.
What?
When he has a chance to put a team away in the postseason, he does it. That doesn't mean he just wins every postseason game ever, because he gets down in series and then just stays down and down and down until he goes home. But now he's got the upper hand. Okay, he's going on the offense. 12-0. Let's make it 13 tonight.
Let's do it.
Now here's some sound. Brian Windhorst on his Hoops Collective podcast, hanging out with Tim McMahon and company, and he's talking about being at Game 5 in Los Angeles the other day. Mavs obviously get the victory. Luka's dominant. Great game. And he talks about just being in the building for the pregame and just feeling the difference between everybody on the Clippers sides of things. You know, they're puckering up a little bit scared, and then in comes, you know, just joy and just no care in the world, Luka Doncic before the game, and just the dichotomy of the two. He was like taken aback by it. Here's Windhorst.
Before the game, I'm out on the court for about an hour and a half. Exactly what I would expect from that situation. A lot of tension. Mm-hmm. A lot of people very nervous. Executives, players, etc. Now, just to clarify this, and you can speak to this, I have been to 4 Mavericks games in 2 years. I am not around the Mavericks a lot because you are around the Mavericks a lot. So I can't, this may happen every single game. But okay, it's a tight, we got puckered up, you know what's, okay, everywhere. And out comes Luka, who I always think of with a red face and a scowl. That's just how I always think of Luka. Well, Luka was light as a feather. It was like it was a preseason game. He didn't have a care in the world. He was laughing, he was joking, he was super loose. He did like 10 minutes of shooting, you know, half of it. He was shooting from half court. You know, it wasn't exactly a Ray Allen pregame workout. Oh, signs autographs.
Yeah.
But it is not normal. Now, you said to me he signs autographs all the time.
Yeah, that's not a news.
But not every game is game 5, 2-2 on the road. But I was loosened up watching him. And I felt that the team followed that lead.
How about that? So James Harden talking about no pressure, no pressure. Well, tell that to everybody in the Clippers side of things, where before game 5, they knew, oh no, Luke is coming here with a vengeance.
Yeah. You know, I think that's, you know, the positive side of looking at that. I know during the regular season, it can be frustrating when you get your doors blown off in the first quarter and Luka's dorking around the entire pregame, shooting half-court shots, juggling the ball like a soccer player. But No, I think that's his process. I think he stays relaxed. And in the biggest moments, you see true alpha confidence from Luka, you know, and I think that's just another way it manifests. You know, I think it gets the best of him sometime. There is a European arrogant playboy disposition to his personality, and maybe that's why he hasn't taken conditioning too seriously. But also, in the game's biggest, tensest moments, people are trying to fight him. People are trying to intimidate him. And he's just kind of smiling and, you know, saying, it's okay, buddy. You know, let's go back to plan. But, you know, I think the intangibles of Luka are a big piece of why, you know, maybe James Harden knows it. You know, this is the better team. The better team should win. And that's what I think James means. You know, they're up 3-2. They're supposed to win. They've been kicking our ass the last three games other than that first quarter. You know, to me, I think James Harden knows we're kind of in a no-lose situation right now.
Yeah, he's like, this isn't a pressurized game for me. This isn't a legacy game for me. You guys know what I am. This is it. I don't need another championship. I'm not trying to get into a different place. No, you guys know exactly what this is. I score some buckets when I can, and then the very next game I often don't. And that's just is what it is.
Par for the course.
Maxi Kleba in the corner, 7 of 8 on threes in this series. Now, the one miss was a Westbrook sort of shot that clanks off the side of the backboard, but we don't have to talk about that one because the other seven went in. Maxi from the corner is huge and brought us put in the call. You got a call for tonight?
You
putting a name out there? Okay, no problem. Respect the honesty.
See, what I'm going to do is I get out there early enough and I watch the warm-ups.
Maybe tweet something out before the game.
I'll tweet something out. Maybe that I'm like
prize picks, okay, man. Hey, jump on this guy for prize picks.
Something might just catch my interest, but I usually do it in the pregame warmups is when I do. So we'll circle back.
Derrick Jones Jr. also 5 of 10 from the corners. So we know how important that corner three is. No one's better at setting guys up for an open look there than Luka Doncic. So if those guys continue to knock him down, it's going to be beautiful. But tonight's a huge night in the Metroplex. This is a melatonin for the kids night. We're not messing around here. We're not doing the thing where all of a sudden, oh no, it's been an hour and I'm still laying here talking to you, telling you stories. No,
8 o'clock,
we're getting you down. Okay, those eyes are closed. I told my wife, hey, 8:30, I'm checking out. Okay, I'm clocking out of parent duty. That's not me. All right, so if the kids are still awake, that's a you problem. Let's go ahead and get ahead of this thing. Let's drop that melatonin in there.
Papa Chia Fala laying down the law.
God, I hope my wife's not listening right now.
Dude, I do like those melatonins, though.
Joke's on you, bro.
In my household, we call them sleepy time medicine.
Yeah. Oh, that's your way, yeah.
Yeah, you got to sell it like it's a candy. It's tasty.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully it's one of those like gummy bear looking things. They get all excited, and the next thing you know, they just start to fade. And it's like, all right, now this is our time. This is the parents' time. It's Friday night. It's a double clincher night. Like, dude, just settle in and let's go leave it all on the field. We got an advancement last night by the Knicks. They go ahead and put away the Sixers once and for all.
Thank God.
How about the total points scored in this series? The Knicks scored 650. The Sixers scored 649.
Oh, wow.
Like, these games were ridiculously close.
Yeah, great.
Quite the back and forth. Obviously, the Knicks end up getting it done.
Another 40 bomb last night from our guy.
Old Brunson.
I feel like they're kind of a team like the Chiefs that I just enjoy pulling for now because of the connection here.
Yeah.
You know?
He's a likable dude for sure.
Yeah, very likable.
Yeah. Well, the Knicks fans are the opposite of that. Now, here is some sound.
I do enjoy this though. The second they get excited, it is
funny.
Hide your kids, hide your wives. Yes. Here come the Knicks.
Now this is a profanity laced like hundreds and hundreds of Knicks fans gathering in excitement after winning a first round playoff series. That you would think, if you didn't know, you would think they just won the championship for the 10th time in a row, and they're the best thing since sliced bread. No, they just beat a hobbled Joel Embiid in round one of the playoffs. So they're going to just tear up Philadelphia here for about 45 seconds. We're all going to appreciate it, and then you just stay for the end because that's when it really throws you off.
Joel Embiid comes in these hands, bitch!
Philly, you can throw these
nuts.
When these catch you in Philly, we gon' fuck you up. I'll wipe my fucking ass with that.
Take it, Pete. Smoke some weed.
Let's go.
Joel Embiid, we sending your ass to China. So get ready to pay.
Yo, let's go talk to Steven Chester, the Italian fucking Italian.
We are the New York Knicks. Suck on a
New York, down New York, down New York. Yeah. If I had a sister, I'd let Jalen Brunson and the entire...
Oh, no way.
Went ahead and just closed that one off.
Yeah, let's go ahead and just put that one away.
Oh, yes. I mean, as rabid a fan base as you could ever imagine, man. They are on brand and very, very consistent there. Thank you to the Knicks. The Sixers, mind you, are expected to be kicking the tires on Jimmy Butler's situation in Miami. He might be too pricey, out of his prime for sure, and the Miami Heat are probably not on the timeline right now of doing much winning, and they're going to have to pay him a bunch of money if they want to keep him around. So a Jimmy Butler back to Philadelphia situation is definitely an option here, and Darvin Ham out as head coach with the Lakers. Might it be Tyronn Lue?
That's what
this
I'm
could
hoping.
Be the yep. last night as Clippers head coach for Tyronn Lue.
Maybe.
If he bounces over, rejoins LeBron, and if he has that opportunity, you're like, if you're him, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, no brainer.
But also J.J. Redick in the mix. It seems like that is what it's boiling down to. Is
Very
it Lue? Is it Redick? We'll see what happens.
Do you guys feel like the Pacers are going to take care of the Knicks here in the second round?
No, I think the Knicks win.
I think New York.
Yeah. I think we're looking at a Boston-New York conference final.
Well, that would be fun. You know, I don't know if New York gets past Indiana. I know for sure I'll be picking Boston over New York. Like,
yeah.
Getting a better chance to watch that team, I'm impressed. But compared to the playoff teams in the West, I think they're a big step down.
I sent Rick a text last night. And just tell him, hey, you know, keep it rolling, great job and all that. He said, thanks. He said, tell everybody, said hello.
Nice.
So, Rick's still,
coach?
Yeah. Maybe if they, I tried to get him to tell me about the taped ankle situation.
Ghosted
yeah.
you on
he
that
wouldn't
one.
Tell me, man. He wouldn't tell me anything about it.
But he
so
said
maybe
reply
he was
to that. He's happy.
Embarrassed, but he did. He said, tell everybody, said hello.
Right
he
on.
Said, thanks.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah. He's doing
it's
good.
It's always good to be in his thoughts.
Yep.
All righty, when we come back, G-Bag Nation, it's time for the top 10 with Woolchuck. What do you have today, buddy?
National School Lunch Day, the top 10 best Whoa. Classic school lunches. What was your favorite school lunch as a kid? We'll do that next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. This segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Now, here he is, Zach with an H, your Woolly Bully.
Thank you very much. Happy National School Lunch Hero Day. Who was the hero of your school lunches? 877-881-1053. And what was your favorite classic school lunch growing up? I did see this sweet, sweet story, though, in the morning news as we get ready for Game 6 tonight. Stars looking to knock off the Golden Knights, advance to play the Colorado Avalanche. And how about our Dallas Mavericks at home? Just up the street at the American Airlines Center. It's going to be a crazy environment. They're going to be standing on business as they take on the Clippers, look to move on and play the Oklahoma City Thunder. But we had two Stars fans that traveled from Dallas to Vegas for a last-minute wedding ahead of Game 3 on Saturday. Yes, it was the Elthorpes, as Jacob and his fiancée Jamie ended up tying the knot as they went from Farmers Branch and decided to travel to Vegas and go ahead and do one of those quick weddings. And they might be the good luck charm, because Game 3, Stars win. They make it a 2-1 series. They haven't lost ever since these two have been married. And I just want to shout them out on a shout-out Friday in the KMC Masterpiece. These two tied the knot, and ever since then, the Stars have not lost. And I appreciate their effort.
That's legendary.
It's just hashtag do your part season. It sounds like they are holding up their end of the bargain. That's what you appreciate about times like this. People rot, you know, the cream rises. And then all of a sudden, the unsuspected hero, boom, here we are.
Here we are.
We appreciate your sacrifice for the team, sir.
Absolutely. They land in Vegas around 1:45 local time Saturday. Last available time for the chapel was 5:30. In that four-hour span, they rented a car, rushed to Staples to pick up signs they had made for the game, drove to the courthouse, got their marriage license, and made it to the chapel for their wedding. Taylor wearing a Miro Heiskanen jersey, while his wife wore a Taylor Sagan jersey, as they said, I do. It's a beautiful story, unlike any other.
Taylor Sagan's one of my favorites.
God.
It's a jersey you got to have.
I know he is. That face, that jawline. If it weren't for Marchman's eyes,
I know.
I think you'd be fawning all over Sagan every night.
Well, I was gut-wrenched when he took that B-slap to the face the other night.
Still think that should be a major.
That's better than that that pair that, what were they, Boston Bruins fan? Have you guys seen the ad where they watched every game together and they had never won it? And then they didn't get to watch a game together, and they they did it, so they broke up.
See, that's the greatest fan story I've ever heard. No one can ever tell me they're a bigger fan of any respective team than those two right there.
Yeah, I know, dude.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, it's like
it was mutual too. They were like, "I know we have to
do this." They just looked at each other. I love you, and I always will. But for the sake of the team, we got to do this. Like, I don't know that I'll be taking Maya to another Stars game. Like, eventually, we're gonna have to take Eliza together. But we have not won a game that she's attended with me.
That hurts.
We got to break that curse.
Perfect. You start like preseason. You know what I mean?
It could be perfect.
Got to go with the guys. Sorry, again, honey.
You know, you're the jinx. Can't bring you with me.
Dang it.
All right, the top 10 classic school lunches growing up. I mean, for me, I think it was the pizza sticks day. The pizza sticks that we had growing up, man, they were like giant cheese sticks that they called pizza sticks. You dip them into marinara sauce.
Yeah. So they were calling cheese sticks pizza sticks.
Yes.
They were fooling you, thinking that it might be pepperoni in there, but it was just cheese.
No, it was just cheese.
But it was fine because they're the best cheese sticks outside of Globe Life Field mozzarella sticks, and these are a different version. These aren't like the...
No, they're a different version.
It's like bread. Yes. It's really like bread with cheese in it, like cheesy bread more than what you think of like a mozz stick. And they were so good.
Wonderful.
And my buddy Jared, when we were living together in North Texas, he found them. Like, he ordered them online on Amazon, and for a week we were just crushing these.
Did
like,
they hold up?
They
like,
held up.
It wasn't just nostalgia?
They held up. I need to text him and ask him, like, how do I find them again? Because, my gosh, they were delicious. I've got to give them to Eliza whenever she's able to eat Whole Foods.
I never had school lunch. Like, there was maybe a hot dog situation in elementary. They made a decent hot dog at Mill Plain Elementary. But other than that, I just resisted it. In middle school, when I stopped taking my lunch, I would just hit what was called the snack bar and get a cookie, a cinnamon roll, and fries for $1. Okay, this is like 1987.
So that's where it all started,
and you called it lunch?
That was lunch.
Yeah.
And I think that is where, like, maybe my athletic development was hurt a little bit. I don't know.
A little?
Could have been special.
But yeah, then I get to high school and we're sneaking out. You weren't allowed to leave until you were a senior, but we immediately started doing that as soon as we were sophomores.
Yeah. So yeah. Like elementary school is really where I went through the cafeteria. You know, you'd walk from your homeroom class. We'd go through the line, the cafeteria line. Our parents would put money in the account. I'd go ahead and grab whatever I wanted. Then we'd walk back to the homeroom. You'd have lunch together. When I got to middle school, I started packing lunch, bringing it myself. And then senior high at Plano, we had off-campus lunch. So we had our rotation. We'd go to Mama's Pizza, Potbelly, yeah. JC's Burger, Wendy's, you know, whatever it might be.
Living big.
When you guys were bringing, were you guys pale guys or sack guys?
I was a sack.
Sack.
Guy.
Pale.
Okay. Yeah, I was a pale guy myself.
Yeah.
That TMNT lunch bag was just the GOAT.
Yeah.
Lee Majors, fall guy. Lunchbox,
oh, I thought you were going to say $6 million man.
The old metal one.
Yeah, the fold together. Yeah. Okay, Lucius, I'm pretty sure you were a pale guy because we've talked about this before.
Yeah,
like the lunch pail you had for a while.
I sure did. Yeah, Snoopy, all types of weird stuff I did.
They were badass.
Even in high school, walked around with it. The Crispitos?
Yeah,
the Crispitos in high school, chili and cheese, please. Mm. We had a lunchroom hero because I'm friends with the Nemo family and their mother worked in the lunchroom. So, you know. You get the extra cheese. You get all types of hella stuff. If you get six, she gives you eight, whatever it may be. Yeah, I used to love that.
I was always trying to schmooze with the lunch ladies. Like, one more nugget. Why does it bug you?
Yeah. Hooked you up. And the meat basket with steak fingers, mashed potatoes, and they give you a roll and cover the whole damn thing in white gravy.
White gravy, dude.
You gotta cut into the roll, stuff it with a mashed potato, maybe a steak finger in there. Maybe you put a chicken nugget in there. I mean,
you can make your own sliders out of that.
That was the day, absolutely. Number 10, it was spaghetti and meatball day. Surprised it's so low. Spaghetti and meatballs always hit. And that was a rare day for us. We didn't have a ton of spaghetti and meatball day. Normally it was like penne pasta with some sauce. I don't think we even got meatballs.
Yeah, if I came home and told my mom I had the cafeteria spaghetti, she'd have smacked me upside the head.
So you guys, I mean, the closest I've heard is Lucius with the steak fingers, but nobody had Salisbury steaks?
We didn't have Salisbury steaks, no. We had the steak
fingers. Lucius, did you ever have the Salisbury steak?
Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
With the gravy, brown gravy and all that?
Yeah, and if I took my lunch, it'd screw up my whole week, because then I won't eat the lunch. I'll eat the Salisbury steak, and then there's like a scientific situation going on in my locker, because I didn't take the lunch thing home.
Yeah.
No.
And square pizza was another one for us.
Okay, the square pizza, absolutely. We grew up on the square pizza, too.
And the rolls that they undercooked that were really doughy. And you would put, like, you'd take them, you'd open them up and take the pat of butter and just put them together and then get all the butter into the roll. They always undercooked the rolls.
Ours were so undercooked, but maybe I was just young and I thought that they were.
You hate it when they burn the rolls. When they went really doughy, they were the best.
But the rectangular sausage pizza is what we would get a lot of. Yeah. Or the cheese. You had your choice of the two. Number 9 was fish sticks, like fish stick day. I don't think we had fish stick day for me.
Fridays.
Fish stick Friday.
Yeah.
Number 8, hot dogs. Like, you can't go wrong with a hot dog at school
lunch.
Yes,
you can.
You think so?
Yeah, if you boil them.
They're boiling them.
If you boil them in water, you go wrong.
They're not charring those things.
I'll still eat it. It's a
really?
Hot dog. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Winner is a winner.
As a kid, like, whatever. Number 7, the French toast sticks.
Those can be fantastic. Mm. Yeah, there's some good ones now at Costco and Sam's Club, by the way, back in their frozen section. Mm. Just slap those little frying pan, little griddle thing real quick.
Dude,
amazing.
How about the level up on these pancakes where they got these uncrustable pancakes? And I was showing you those the other day.
Yes.
You can get bags of these. It's like uncrustable pancakes, basically. So it's like frozen pancakes, but inside it's either like peanut butter or some type of jam or like whatever.
Oh,
there's like a bunch of different
flavors
of it. I think there's a chocolate one as well. So it's like you have a pancake that's already filled with something delightful.
Let's
go.
Awesome. Yeah, the breakfast pizza that's being texted in. Because they would offer breakfast at school. One of them was breakfast pizza that could get. Also the square pizza.
It was square pizza, but it was like eggs
on
dough.
Yeah, it had like egg on there. Yeah, like scrambled egg.
Gravy is the
sausage. Yeah, it was pretty damn good. Mm. Number 6 was the turkey dinner day, which we usually had around Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they'd give you the pumpkin pie. That was always amazing. I'd be, me, the fat little kid, me.
You're trading turkey for pumpkin pie.
I'm trading whatever I can to get as much pumpkin pie.
Did you ever
trade
food? Like, did you ever?
Oh, I was wheeling and dealing like you've never seen before, dude.
We also had these chocolate parfaits. Those things were heavenly. Really, it was just chocolate pudding and like a cherry and whipped cream.
Yeah.
But I'd be trying to get as many of those as I could.
See, I was taking advantage of the guys that had the palate like Dawson, where they wanted the desserts and stuff, because I'll pack my lunch. My mom will give me Nutty Buddy Bar, Cosmic Brownie, oatmeal, you know, cream pie cookie or whatever. And then I take those, and now I'm trading them for chicken tenders and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, if you're willing to punt on your chicken tenders, I'll give you any one of these little Debbies. You know what I'm saying?
Because the spicy, done some business.
Spicy chicken tenders, dude, they were off the chain at Gene Pike Middle School. That's for sure.
So we had, it was like Klux Deluxe or something was the chicken sandwiches in middle school that they would give us. It was like an off-brand.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to be like, Mom, can I get like two Swiss rolls or something in the bag? I'd trade one of the Swiss rolls for the Klux Deluxe chicken sandwich.
Oh, dude, you made out like a total champion in
those
deals.
It was incredible. Number five is the cheeseburgers. Cheeseburger
oh, I
day.
Forgot about the cheeseburger
and they, you
day
know,
with
they
fries.
They looked like the most disgusting fries. Burgers
yeah.
that you've
yeah.
ever seen.
Yeah.
Never ate one.
They probably were. I loved them.
Yeah,
I,
you never wanted to look
so
right
plain,
at it after you bit it.
So good.
So plain, but so good.
Yeah.
The Almighty Pizza Fridays comes in at number
go.
Four. Yeah.
What?
How could that be good? How could a school cheeseburger be good?
Oh,
probably
no, man.
It wasn't good in hindsight,
it was
but as a kid.
It was a stupid little patty that was charbroiled kind of a thing, and that the grease would get into the bun with the cheese. Yeah.
You had me at charbroiled.
Yeah.
They are charbroiled.
Eric hates Burger King, so don't listen here, Eric, about that.
No, that's flame. That's flame grilled, right?
He hates the charbroiled ones, right?
I bet if we gave him a
I've been tuned out for the last 30 seconds, but
a Whopper today.
Yes. What's going on?
He would
there?
Eat it. And he'd like it.
Whatever's going on at Burger King, he's not a fan of.
He hates
reason.
Burger King.
Yeah, I got good news on the burger front coming up in the news dump.
Okay,
by the way.
Thank God. Number three is the steak fingers.
Yeah, Lucius was right about that.
Those are fantastic.
That's hard to beat.
Two is the chicken burger, which is a chicken sandwich.
Never had one.
Never had one?
Nope.
They were good.
Nope.
Number one, though, chicken nugget day.
Which never had one of those either.
Can't get wrong. I also will say we had State Fair Day. Where they
corn
did, like,
dogs.
The corn dogs, the full-on turkey legs. That was always a fun day
You guys
as well.
Had turkey legs at your school?
We had turkey legs at the school. Yes, we did.
I've only had turkey legs at a NASCAR track.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Walchuk would stick that thing in his cargo pocket and take it to his next class.
I'd be gnawing on that for a couple of periods.
Thank you, Walchuk.
Thank you.
Top 10 every afternoon at 4:20 here in the G-Bag Nation. Rangers will be on a little bit earlier today. They're in Kansas City to take on the Royals with the pregame coming up at 6 o'clock. We'll have LA Live coming up for you at 5. The Friday news dump with the Chief is next here in the nation. Where are you taking us, buddy?
The our favorite college booty is on the move, and a burger update next here in the nation.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Pre-game's coming up at 6 o'clock as the Rangers are in Kansas City. Wyatt Langford not in the lineup with the slump that he's in. He's getting a break day. And Evaldi on the injured list, 15 days. So those are a couple of your storylines. We'll talk with Eric Nadell and Jared Sandler about those as we lead into the pregame starting at about 5:30 or so. Here is Eric Chiafalo with that news dump.
Yes, sir. First dump of the day comes courtesy of the Woolly Bully, a football-sized dumpage here. What you got?
To Fox Sports, we will get the official NFL schedule release next Thursday night.
Okay.
So look forward to that.
On a mission now.
We can all go through and do our win-loss.
Oh, Broadus is going to try and break these games ahead of time, isn't he?
I think last year you pretty much nailed all but, like, what, a game?
I tried.
I think you crushed it. You got all, but I'm sure we'll start like in the
week leading
up to it.
They leak them out.
Yeah,
but,
we'll
but
get like the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's the other, it's you might get, say, 5 to 6 that you get. It's the other 11 that's you have to kind of try and figure out.
I just wonder, will it be the Giants as the season opener again? That's usually the best bet.
Usually the best bet.
All right. Here locally, starting this month, the price to park at DFW International Airport will increase.
Oh, wow.
And so will the price to drive through the airport. So, I don't know. The terminal parking rates go from 27 to 32. It's basically like a $3 bump for every one of these deals. So, I know, Broadus, you're a big park at the airport guy.
I'm going to ask you guys a question.
I don't have an answer for you.
One of the busiest airports in the world, we just can't keep the money the same on these things? Why are we having to go up? What are we doing? Are we because we're building, adding more to the airport?
Probably.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of wondering why the prices have to go
up. Is that what happens? Is that they put that into like the new terminals?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think that it's the busiest, one of the busiest airports in the world. You figured they would make enough money to kind of, maybe they need more operational costs. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, everything's going up. So any business that can charge more is, you know.
So you're saying $32 a day?
$5 more a day.
Okay, so that means, yeah, we're gone 9 days, right, for training camp? Okay, sorry about this, Odyssey. I hope you can take care of it, honest.
How many of you guys have used the I know me and Walchuk, I don't know, Broadus maybe dipped into these waters perhaps, the Bumble dating app?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, Brian, Bumble's different to Grindr. I know you get confused all the time.
There is some confusion there.
They're separate.
I don't know the Grindr one.
Well,
what's that all about?
The Bumble.
Check it out.
The Bumble.
What?
I thought you were on it in Vegas. Don't play games now.
I mean, sometimes the grass is greener. Broadus?
You know, the thing I'm on is the thing where the older folks,
it's the geriatrics.
Oh, there's
one.
An older one?
Yeah.
The Geritol group.
That's right.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, there's an old, I'm trying to Walter's stay in my
Walchuk's a
league.
Big GILF guy. He might get in the mix.
I'm trying to stay in my
Not
league.
Not anymore, dude. I'd have to ask permission.
You got to stay in your league. You know?
Bumble was
at this point, she might say, yeah, have at it.
Oh, she will. Yeah, it won't be before too long.
Are you
long.
Saying your
it's
wife's
like,
ready
please.
To kick you out?
No, right. She loves me most days. Huh.
Most days.
Bumble used to require that the women messaged the men first. Oh. So that was like the unique thing about Bumble. But that is now going away. And
met
now
my ex-girlfriend on Bumble.
There you go.
And then my wife on Hinge.
Okay, fantastic. So Walchuk knows his way around these. Tinder was popping.
Yeah.
The college Tinder.
Oh, and yeah. I mean, well, now I think it's all bots.
Now dudes get to shoot their shot on the Bumble as well. They don't have to wait. You know, they can go on the offense a little bit. You don't have to wait for the game to come to you. You know, you can just say, you know what, tonight's my night. I'm going to go up in there and see what happens.
What is the new, like, big dating app right now, though? Is it still all those three? Or
you're asking the wrong crowd.
I think it's the same.
Well,
one.
You're telling us about ones I don't think we even knew about. This old person one.
But we don't qualify yet.
We were depending on you for answers like this, Walchuk.
Yeah. I know, guys.
I can tell you about
you were most
fans.
Recently in these streets.
Yeah,
I tell you what. If I didn't go on that darn cruise, who knows?
Yeah, the OnlyFans. I can tell you about that. I can't tell you about these other apps.
That's right. Well, brought us a big OF guy.
Yeah.
Hey, how about this, man?
That's true.
Yeah.
McDonald's has announced plans to create the largest burger customers have ever seen.
Okay, have you seen what Wendy's does?
No.
Wendy's has like, I think it's named after a dinosaur, but it's like a 9 patty.
What?
What? It's like
That's nothing.
They have a triple, right?
That's nothing.
They have a triple. Yeah, that's standard.
The triple standard, right?
9 patty Wendy's cheeseburger?
Yeah,
good luck, McDonald's making the biggest one we've ever seen.
It's the
T-Rex burger.
The T-Rex burger, that's what it is. Yes.
What in the heck, dude?
And those patties are much bigger than the McDonald's thin bitch patties.
Dude, what? This what? Is crazy. Yeah. No, wow. Because McDonald's, no, that's for
liberal
their
use of the B word.
I took some shots there. I'm sorry, and I love a good Big Mac.
I was about to say,
you're
all these years
the
you've
program
been
right
in that
now.
Drive-thru line, and now you're going to talk ass.
Oh, you're telling me you don't think those are thin burger patties?
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. If I was going to the gas chamber tomorrow, I think I'd have a Big Mac.
First off, that isn't something to joke about, okay?
I'm going double quarter pounder.
Good Lord. We got enough Jewish hate around here.
No, I meant... Oh, okay, my bad. my son's Jewish, by the way.
I know, Brian. Brian, that's
I didn't
why
mean it
I can
that
talk
way.
With you
I'm
about
sorry.
That.
I apologize. I was
Broadus knows
no,
Jewish
it's okay.
People.
But I agree with you. It's not a knock on. I love them. They're delicious, but they are thin patties. I mean, come on.
No, but yes, they
electric
are.
Electric chair.
They
Let's
are,
go electric chair.
They are for like the what
now
used,
we're talking.
What used to be the dollar menu burgers, like the McDouble. Yes, it was the thin patty. But if you go and get the double quarter pounder with cheese, it is a more respectable, you know, appeasing to the eye patty.
Hey, and that's totally fair because I'm like a Big Mac or die kind of guy when I go there.
I'm just
which are thin patties.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just interested to see what this biggest burger you've ever seen looks like. You know what I mean? Like, I think this is going to be an exciting time.
You probably want to go down to Wingfield's here. It's on Beckley Avenue.
I think Wingfield's was on that top 10 burger list that we did.
Yeah, great burger. Massive burgers. Small building, long line. You know, be prepared maybe 30, 40 minutes or something like that, but it's worth it.
Worth the wait?
Yeah.
All right. Sign me up. I'm down.
The Wingfield's date night. Let's do it.
General Booty.
It's part of my Another Day, Another Burger tour back in 2010.
Oh, that's right, dude. So you are the foremost expert on this subject.
Yeah. I feel like it.
It's good to have you in the room.
We need Brew Crew. We needed to do like a burger.
Burger Crew? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
the beef bros?
The one at Steak. You didn't like the one at Steak, right? Knife, right?
It's pretty good burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, it was an 8 out of 10.
No, they're sponsors of ours. Yeah. I kind of like them a lot. I didn't mean to say you didn't like their burger.
No, the Knife's delicious. Yeah. And when you go, make sure you get their bacon appetizer.
Yeah.
They've got like specialty bacon.
They got a lot of good food.
This is good. Let's see how many restaurants we can offend here over the next. I mean, Walchuk taking out McDonald's.
Dawson didn't say he didn't like him.
You're right. I did. It was offensive, and I'm sorry.
Hey, you're forgiven, dude. It's a forgiveness Friday.
I didn't mean to call them bitch patties.
General Booty is on the move. Again. Not sure where he's going to end up. The quarterback of the Oklahoma Sooners, who didn't really get to see much time there, is now moving on and into the portal. So we'll see which university gets our favorite Big 12 booty of all time. But that is definitely. I know Carter was shedding some tears about it. He wanted every Oklahoma fan wanted Booty to be the man. You know what I mean? They wanted Booty to rise.
We were very desirous of that.
Yes, there's no question about it. But they're not going to get that opportunity, and we'll see what is in store for Mr. Booty here coming up. There's a long lineage of great athletic booties. We know that.
Yeah.
In multitude of sports, but especially they dominate the football world.
Well, I'm excited to see what's next for that. I'll follow that Booty anywhere. You know, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, it's mostly just going to be that more general Booty at OU, just the very specific kind now. Dave and Buster's, and I was going to get to this earlier in the week, but you know how it goes, man. It's only a 5-hour show. This news here.
Tell it to Brian.
You're going to get to gamble at Dave and Buster's now. I'm just going to come out with it. They have the Dave and Buster's app. You will now be able to bet with your boys or your date or whatever on arcade games. You know, here's a $5 wager on a little Hot Shots basketball. Let's go. I'm a ski ball man. Sure, absolutely.
NASCAR driving.
You can do some wagering there.
As long as you're betting on yourself in a game that's happening inside, you can bet.
That's correct.
Okay.
And, yeah, you got to be 18 or older, but this is going to... I mean, this is exactly what they needed to level up here. Like, how could Dave and Buster's get better? Everybody's going to sit there and go, I have no idea. It feels like sort of the perfect place to just go have a great time. But now, all of a sudden, I don't have to have the $5 bill on me. I don't have to Venmo my buddy. It's right here. It's all regulated. And now we can gamble together on the hot shot situation.
That's going to get a lot of fun. It could get crazy. I think I lost like $300 to a buddy of mine in high school in a home pool game. I just think that you get late night, you get to cracking them. A $5 bet turns into a double or nothing, another double or nothing. Like, there might be Dave and Buster's shark showing up to, like, finesse you, like the old pool halls.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even consider that idea, dude. You're going to have a bunch of ringers. I don't really play, but sure. Bucket.
Do you feel like that maybe there'll be a problem with people not paying off their bets and fights and stuff like
that? It's
going
to be on the app.
That's the thing. It's regulated now. You don't have to worry about that.
No, but I'm saying, like, people getting angry with each other and fist fights happening.
Yes, absolutely.
That's happening.
Yes,
yeah. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, relationships are going to be fractured. You know, this is, like... This is people are going to come out of the gates hot on a first date, and they're going to realize, wow, this girl's more of a degenerate than even me. She was kicking my ass by the end of this thing. You know what I mean? You walk out there with your head down.
Gambling is overall not a good thing. It's just we deserve it because we're free. You know, I think that's the play, and I'm here for it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's one of the most
Dave and Buster's.
One of the most American things that company's ever done.
All righty. Thank you, Chief. It's time now to turn our attentions to an early edition of LA Live this afternoon. With Lucius Alexander, typically at 5:40, but today we're going to be inside Rangers pregame, so LA Live is next right here in the GBAC Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.